Okay.
Se cola anti chocala chuse calidas. Chusite hoy, premete ulas. Calidas licked the banana bark and the mango seeds and skins. And while licking them, he was overwhelmed with jubilation and ecstatic love. E mata yata vaishnav, vaise gauda deshe, Kalidasa aiche sabar nila avaseshe. In this way, Kalidas ate the remnants of food left by all the Vaishnavas residing in Bengal. Se Kalidasa yabe nila chale aila, Mahaprabhu tanya upa maha kripa kaila. When Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon him. Pratidina Prabhu Yadi Yana Dara Shane. Jala Taranga Laya Govinda Yaya Prabhu Sane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly visit the temple of Jagannath every day, and at that time, Govinda, his personal servant, used to carry his water pot and go with him. Sinhadwale uta dike kapate aje baisha pahacha tole ache eka ninagari. On the northern side of the Sinhadwara, behind the door, there are 22 steps leading to the temple. At the bottom of these steps is a ditch. Se gari korin prabhupada praksha lone tabi kari bari yari Ishwara Darashane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet in this ditch, and then he would enter the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Govindir Mahaprabhu Karache Niyama Modapada Jalayena Na Loy Kona Jana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal servant Govinda that no one should take the water that had washed his feet. Pani Matra Laite Na Pai Se Jala Antaranga Bhakta Loy Kore Kona Chola. Because of the Lord's strict order, no living being could take the water. Some of his intimate devotees, however, would take it by some trick. Ekadin Prabhu Tanha Para Prakshalite Kalidasa Ase Tahan Patilin Ate. One day, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing his feet in that place, Kalidas came and extended his palm to take the water. Eka Anjali Dwi Anjali Tina Anjali Bila Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Nisheda Karila. Kalidas drank one palmful, and then a second, and a third. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him to drink more. Atapara Ana Kari Puna Kariha Puna Apara Eta Vata Vancha Purana Karilun Tamar. Do not act in this way anymore. I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible. Sarvaga Shiromani Chaitanyanishwa Vaishnava Tanhara Vishvas Janena Antar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most exalted, omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore he knew that Kalidas, in the core of his heart, had full faith in Vaishnavas. Se guna laya prabhu tanre trishta oila anya durlava prasada tanhare kavila. Because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy not attainable by anyone else. Baisha pahacha pache upadakshin dike ekanishinga murti achin utite vama bhage. On the southern side, behind and above the 22 steps, is the deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva. It is on the left as one goes up the steps toward the temple. Pratidina Tanya Prabhu Kare Namaskar Namaskari Esloka Pare Bhar Bhar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is left side toward the deity, offered obeisances to Lord Nrisimha as he proceeded toward the temple. He recited the following verses again and again while offering obeisances. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Halada Dhanine Haranya Kashipur Bhaksha Bhaksha Shila Danka Nakalaye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Nrisimhadev. You are the giver of pleasure to Maharaj Prahlad, and your nails cut the chest of Haranyakashipu like a chisel-cutting stone. This and the following verse are quoted from the Nrisimha Purana. Ito Nrisimha, Parato Nrisimho, Yato Yato Yamitato Nrisimha. Bahir Nrisimha, Hidaye Nrisimho, Nrisimham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Lord Nrisimhadev is here, and he is also there on the opposite side. Wherever I go, there I see Lord Nrisimhadev. He is outside and within my heart. Therefore, I take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev, the original Supreme Personality of God.
After the New Vrindavan incident is when Prabhupada told us to chant these prayers, all Nrisimha prayers. That was in 74?
No.
75?
I was there. It happened in June of 73.
73. Yeah, it was before Janmashtami. Yeah, I remember going to Janmashtami and the devotees there with guns and stuff.
I was in Janmashtami in 73 too.
Well, that's okay. I was just wondering where the Prabhupada had gotten these mantras from here. And then Tavakara Kavalanakamatashinga.
There's a story that Prabhupada told to chant the Nrisimha prayers to the devotees in Los Angeles before leaving for Tokyo somewhere. I definitely remember reading it somewhere.
I know when we were in Montreal, when I joined, we weren't chanting it, and then at a certain point, this letter came that we're supposed to chant it at such and such time. And that was similar when I went in December to the Spiritual Sky conference in L.A. Then they started Guru Puja. They had just started, so when I came back, up until then,
that was also started.
Up until I think were we doing Guru Puja, or I don't remember what we were doing, deity greeting?
I remember in New York, in early 73, you greet the deities, Radha Govinda, and then you would go and pay your obeisances to Prabhupada's Vyasa-san.
And have a kirtan.
Yeah, you have a kirtan, right.
Something like that. And then, in fact, maybe Rameshwara told me to spread the word. Okay.
Tabe Prabhu Kalila Jagannatha Darasha Goreyasi Majjanaha Kare Kalila Bhojan. Having offered obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to his residence, finished his noon duties, and took his lunch. Bahir Dwari Ache Kalidas Pratyasa Kariya Govindere Tare Prabhu Kahim Janiya. Kalidas was standing outside the door, expecting the remnants of food from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Knowing this, Mahaprabhu gave an indication to Govinda. Mahaprabhu Ingita Govinda Sabha Jani. Kalidasaya Dila Prabhu Shesha Patra Dhani. Govinda understood all the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he immediately delivered the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food to Kalidas. Vaishnavara Shesha Bhakshanera Eteka Mahima. Kalidase Paoyaila Prabhu Kripa Sima. Taking the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas is so valuable that it induced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to offer Kalidas his supreme mercy. Tate Vaishnavera Juta Kao Chari Guna Raj Yaha Hoite Paiva Nija Panchita Sabha Kaj.
Just one question. Kalidas, his supreme mercy, Kripa Sima. What was that? The remnants of his food? Is that Lord Chaitanya's supreme mercy?
That's what I always thought, because we're going to head into Lord Chaitanya describing the Adharamrita.
But is it just the food, or is there something else? In other words, was there some other mercy that was coming along with the prasadam?
Well, he's been tasting the remnants of all the Vaishnavas in Bengal, so he's obviously tasting something inconceivably extraordinary.
So it was more than just the prasad?
Well, how do you separate the two?
I don't know, was the prasad inducing some... In other words, was it...
Well, there's the, perfect, more perfect than most perfect.
There's a famous pastime in Mahaprakash when Haridas Thakur asked for the benediction from Lord Chaitanya after offering his prayers for not being able to remember the Lord. Then the conclusion of his prayer was that he was asking to take the remnants of foodstuffs, as be live as a dog and take the remnants of foodstuffs of the Lord's Vaishnavas as his benediction, considering that to be the supreme mercy. When the Lord was distributing, he's distributing unlimited mercy, but that's what Haridas Thakur considered to be the supreme mercy.
Okay. Let's continue.
Tate Vaishnavera Juta Kao Chari Guna Laja Yaha Hoite Paiva Nidya Vanchita Sabakaja. Therefore, giving up hatred and hesitation, try to eat the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas, for you will thus be able to achieve your desired goal of life.
It's just a Bengali tradition.
No, definitely not.
Krishnera uchista hoy mahaprasada nam bhakta shesha hoy le maha maha prasada kyan. The remnants of food offered to Lord Krishna are called mahaprasadam. After the same mahaprasadam has been taken by a devotee, the remnants are elevated to maha maha prasadam.
Bhakta-para-dhuli-ara-bhakta-para-jaka-vaya.
Bhakta-para-dhuli-ara-bhakta-para-jaka-vaya. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. E-tina-seva-hoite-krishna-prema-hoi. Puna Puna Sarva Shastri Pukkariya Kor. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again.
That was my point. My dad received his Kripa Singha, supreme mercy, through the medium of the prasadam. They actually attained the supreme goal of ecstatic love.
But how do we know he was not ecstatic in ecstatic love before?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just that he got some supreme mercy. It seems to indicate that he didn't have it before.
That's the story of Chaitanya Mangala getting the remnants of the Lord. But Shiva.
Well.
Rukmini, but Shiva. And prasadam's mercy.
He already drank water from Mahaprabhu's feet three times.
did it manifest its full potency, full mercy?
You have to tell him. You have to write a book and tell him.
It was there that it said that he got this Kripa Sinha, Sima.
Sima means what? It's highest?
Sima. Yeah, S-I-M-A. As opposed to Shinka. Sima. Yeah, the peak of mercy. Which I take to be prema, pramato, maha.
But does it, his peaks and his valleys, I mean.
Yeah, there's this kind of prema and then that kind of prema.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's our tradition, Bhaktapada Buddhi, Bhaktapada Joe, Bhakta Bhumti Avasishi. It's not something that we so much embrace. And I'm going to Navadvip today. I had a half dozen people at least, you know, a touch of feet come over, strangers, absolute strangers, just touch your feet.
Did you let them?
Yeah. I couldn't stop them anyway.
Did you tap their heads?
No, I stopped at pranam. But that's, you know, drinking water, do we, you know, allow it? Is it washing feet? That's like such a... You go to anyone's house, any religious house here, and they'll wash your feet before you come in. This is a culture. Respecting Vaishnavas. Okay, here we're learning that.
Who's reading next?
I guess you.
Tati bara bara kahi shuna bhaktagan vishvas pariyakvari etina shivam. Therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me, for I insist again and again. Please keep faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. Tina haiti krishna nama premira ulas krishna raprasari tati shakshi kalidas. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love of God. See? This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. Nilachali Mahaprabhu Rahi Mati Kalidasi Mahakripa Kaila Alakshite. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in Jagannath Puri Nilachala, and he invisibly bestowed great mercy upon Kalidas, invisibly. What's that mean, invisibly? Alakshite, invisibly. Someone comment? What was invisible?
Maybe the others couldn't see it. The other associates couldn't see it. Some of them couldn't see it.
It was a private exchange.
The foot washing and the prasad. Sevatsara Shivananda Patni Laina Aila Puridasa Jyote Putri Sangeta Aila. That year Shivananda San brought with him his wife and youngest son Puridas. Putra Sange Laina Tenho Aila Prabhu Stan. Stani Puttire Koreila Prabhura Charana Vandani. Taking his son Shivananda Sen went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his residence. He made his son offer respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Krishna Kaha Bali Prabhu Balena Barabara Tabu Krishna Nama Balakana Kara Uchara. Again and again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the boy to chant the name of Krishna, but the boy would not utter the holy name. Shivananda balake abahuya yat na kurila tabu se balaka krishna nama na kahila. Although Shivananda Sen tried with much endeavor to get his boy to speak Krishna's holy name, the boy would not utter it. Prabhu kahi aminami jagati loyayunun Stavara Paryanta Krishna Nama Kahayimu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have induced the whole world to take to the holy name of Krishna. I have induced even the trees and rural plants to chant the holy name. Ihari Narinam Krishna Nama Kahite Shunya Swarupa Goswami Lagila Kahite. But I could not induce this boy to chant the holy name. Hearing this, Swarup Damodar Goswami began to speak. Tumi Krishna Nama Mantra Kaila Padesh Mantra Pana Karaga Aga Nakara Prakashi Padesh. My Lord, he said, you have given him initiation into the name of Krishna, but after receiving the mantra, he will not express it in front of everyone. Mani mani japi mukhe nakara akhyan he ihara manakata karya anuman. This boy chants the mantra within his mind, but does not say it aloud. That is his intention, as far as I can guess. Aradine kahina prabhu. Another day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the boy, recite, my dear Puridas, the boy composed the following verse and expressed it before everyone. Shavasho Kuvalaya Makshinoranjanam Urasho Mahanyaramanizhama Vrindavanaraminyamandanam Akilam Harijayati. I asked, Gopi. I asked Gopi Pranandana Prabhu what this meter was, because it was so Shravashoku Valaya Maksharu Anjanam Urashi Mahanjamani Dhamma Vrindavan Ramina Mandala Makilam Hari Jayati. He didn't know. Not unusual. Lord Krishna is just like a bluish lotus flower for the ears, his ointment for the eyes, a necklace of Indranila gems for the chest, and universal ornaments for the gopi damsels of Vrindavan. Let that Lord Sri Hari Krishna be glorified. Satavat sareva shishu nahi adyayan vaichishloka kari lokira chamat karaman. Although the boy was only 7 years old and still had no education, he composed such a nice verse, everyone was struck with wonder. Chaitanya Prabhura e Kriparamahima Brahmadi Devayara Nahi Paryasimha. This is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy, which even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot estimate. Bhakta Gana Prabhu Sange Rahi Chaima She Prabhu Agya Dira Shabe Gela Gauda Deshe. All the devotees remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously for 4 months. Then the Lord ordered them back to Bengal, and thereafter they returned. Tan Shabari Shangi Prabhura Chilabhaya Gyan Tan Ragila Punahaila Unmada Pratan. As long as the devotees were in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained his external consciousness. But after their departure, his chief engagement was again the madness of ecstatic love for Krishna. Tatridine spuri krishnera rudhi gandaras sakshadan bhavare jena krishna upashpasha. Throughout the entire day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly relished Krishna's beauty, fragrance, and taste as if he were touching Krishna hand to hand. Ekadini Prabhu Gela Jagannath Darshani Singhadwari Dalai Ashi Kalila Vandane. One day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, the gatekeeper at the Singhadwara approached him and offered respectful obeisances. Do you want to get into it here? Because then we'll cut it. We won't finish it.
Yeah.
81, we can continue 1681. Bhakta Tada Duri Bhakta Tada Jal Bhakta Bhunktiya Vishishi Dina Mahabal. So just have faith, I declare it. Just have faith, from these you will attain love for Krishna.
Highest person. Extended.
That Prabhupada's, I know that we were like, you know, I never got to see Prabhupada until 75, even then briefly in Dallas, and he was 76 when he came to Montreal. 75 he came to Montreal, so in Dallas, and he came to Montreal.
They were supposed to go to Boston. They were supposed to go to Boston, but he went off to the Indies instead.
Yeah, went to see India. Just only Montreal, about 5-6 hours. But arrived. But Prabhupada's mood was always such of glorifying devotees, recognizing devotees, I don't know, saying Kirtananda Maharaj was like equal to Yudhisthira Maharaj, and he's always so appreciative. And I think that that's something that sort of certainly the fall of senior Vaishnavas, really, that type of mood really took a hit in the movement and still hasn't really recovered, so that, you know, we glorify these things, yes, taking the dust, washing the feet, eating the remnants of us. We used to do it all the time. And we were always stealing food for remnants from all kinds of devotees. One of the reasons.
The devotees were eating the remnants of the guests.
But that's because they wanted to eat more. We would tell them, you don't want to eat all that. Was, we weren't as fussy as we were now. Anything. It was like a whole different world. World of prasadam.
Boy, would I eat it.
Remember those Sunday feasts back in the...
Oh, good.
And Sunday feasts were really feasts.
We had best feast. Of course, every temple, he says, their temple had the best feast, but we had the best feast of Boston.
Montreal didn't have a Chicago. We had a Purva there, and Gulpati, Ram Kelly, 14, 15 preparations.
Ram Kelly was in Boston, too.
Purva was in New York before that.
The Purva was in Boston, too.
Yeah, fantastic. Unfortunately, we're not at the stage of being able to eat that anymore.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
On festival days, I eat with devotees.
The cooking standards waned a little also. I mean, everyone was into cooking. Vishwakarma, he was fantastic.